Listen very carefully, beloved, so that you can know the manner of service in which the Lord has brought you here today. The powers that have been working against the efficiency of so many people shall be buried alive today. I want you to pray this prayer loud and clear. You are going to command the arrows of your prayer to arise and bring shame to your enemies today. Can you say this loud and clear? Arrows of my prayers, disgrace my enemies. As many people as want to pay targeted prayers today, they should shout this with boiling anger. Can I hear the sister shouting this loud and clear? Brothers, shout it loud and clear. Let me hear everybody shouting this loud and clear. Aha! In the name of Jesus. Yes, speak to your prayers. Let the arrows of the prayer arise. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this. We give you praise, O Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, let there be no one here who will go home empty-handed. Let your power arise and do great, marvelous, and mighty things. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Another amen. Let's have a say, God bless you. Now, with a big smile on your face, can you turn to somebody and say, my divine turning point.
Akoko iyipada mi latoke
shall manifest.
Yo farao.
Can you smile at another person and say the same thing? Turn to a third person and say the same thing. Now say in the name of
Jesus.
A loud amen. That's the title of a short message. In Psalm 126, which we've read this morning, let's open our Bibles to the place. My divine turning point shall manifest. Psalm 126
from verse 1.
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue tongue with singing. Then said there among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. If they go forth and weep it, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. My divine turning point manifest. You see, it will be like a dream. All of a sudden, you will see yourself being called up from the crowd. Then you will be honored, enthroned, and highly lifted. And all those who used to laugh at you will have no option but to bow before you. But then you will realize that it's not a dream. It is a turning point breakthrough. The time has come for you to disgrace your disgrace. That is what a turning point looks like. What is a turning point? A turning point is a point in your life at which a decisive change takes place. A decisive change takes place. We call it a turning point. A turning point is a critical point in your destiny, where a notable, profitable change takes place. A turning point is a point at which something changes direction. Something has been going one way before. All of a sudden there is a change in direction. I see somebody here. You've been going to a direction that is not profitable unto your life. All of a sudden your direction shall change to the profitable one in the name of Jesus. A turning point is a point at which a very significant change occurs. A crucial occurrence in your life. A turning point is a change which brings meaning to life. A turning point is a change which brings purpose to life.
Ìgbà yípadà ni àyípadà tó mú ìtumọ̀ àti ìpinnu dé bá ayé ènìyàn.
A turning point is a change which redefines you. You will define who you are.
Àkókò yípadà ni àyípadà tó dé bá ayé ènìyàn tó sì tún ayé ènìyàn mọ.
And somebody here today shall receive holy redefinition in the name of Jesus. That was what happened to Prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6. He had been a prophet, a palace prophet for a long time. He did not see the Lord. But one day, said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. And that day he saw the Lord was his turning point. The prayer of turning point is not a prayer to joke with. Somebody was a madman. In Mark chapter 5, we call him the madman of Gadara. The madman of Gadara was as mad as madness could be. The madman of Gadara was so mad that mad people call him mad. When the madman of Gadara is on the streets, women don't come out. When the madman of Gadara is on the streets, children don't come out to play. The madman of Gadara lived inside the cemetery. The madman of Gadara cries day and night. He's always crying. The madman of Gadara cuts himself with stones. He cuts himself. The madman of Gadara had been chained so many times because people wanted to tame him, but he would break their chains like paper and escape. But one day his turning point came. He met the master. He met the Messiah. And the same person who was mad just now now sat down and was listening to what Jesus was saying. It was a turning point in his life. The same thing that morning, blind Bartimaeus woke up. He was going to beg as usual.
In Mark 10,
as usual, he was by the roadside again begging. I pray that any power that wants you to beg to eat shall be buried alive.
In
the name of Jesus. That was his normal routine. He didn't know that that was the day of the turning point.
Until
the man of Nazareth passed by. And he screamed. He exhibited a holy anger. And that was his turning point. I want you to understand this very well. There was a day God told Abraham, get out of your people. It was his turning point. There was a day Jacob was sleeping, just like this picture you see here. And he saw this picture of angels ascending and descending. That was his turning point. From that day, his life changed completely. That is why I want you to declare loud and clear, my divine turning point. Hear the word of the Lord. Can I hear you roaring like thunder? Manifest by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say it loud and clear. In Jesus' name we pray. One day Moses was at the back side of the desert. Then he saw this burning bush. And that was his turning point. In every man's life, as far as you are connected to heaven, there is a day that marks your turning point. A day never to be forgotten. A day that you remember for good. I see somebody here. That day has come for you. When that day arrives, you are given a special treatment. When your days come, things begin to happen. The God we serve is a God who has a history of turning crisis into turning points. And he is no respecter of persons, I tell you. Paul and Silas were in that prison at midnight. Paul, that was a turning point. Our God has his own timetable. It may not come when you want him, but it will come right on time.
O le ma o de nigba ti wo fe ko de sugbon ko ni pe de.
It will not come a day too soon or a day too late.
Ko ni fojo kan yaju ko si ni fojo kan pe.
I want you to understand this very well.
O fe kele yo yi oda ada.
I'm standing here this morning to declare.
Mo duro ni ile ora lati wi pe.
And I someone listening to me very clearly this morning.
Eni kan wa to ngbo mi re kete ba ile ora yi.
That your turning point is manifesting. This manifesting. This manifesting. This manifesting. This manifesting. This manifesting. It is manifesting. In the name of Jesus. That turning point is a divine timing for your turnaround and breakthrough.
Akoko yi pada yo je akoko to Olorun ti yan fun ayipada ti yo yi oro re pada.
A time appointed for your release into breakthroughs.
Akoko ta ti yan lati ti o sinu alaja.
The time for your total deliverance from the captivity that has held you in bondage. And that deliverance is not a matter of probability, it is a certain thing. It is a matter of time, and that time is now. When your turning point arrives.
Nigba ti akoko yi pada re ba de.
When that day comes.
Nigba ti ojo na ba de.
About 10 things begin to happen.
Nkan mewa ni yo ma sele.
Let's look at them quickly one by one before we start praying. Ejo
ya wo lokoko ka to bere si gbadura.
The first thing that happens.
Ohun akoko ti yo sele.
Long term problems will be disgraced.
Ni pe awon isoro olojo pipe yo ba itiju.
What did I say just now?
Kini mo win sisi.
No matter how long you have been weeping,
but you go to petto tin sunkuto,
you shall cease to weep from now on.
Lati oni lo o tun ni sunkumo.
Sarah wept for 25 years.
Odun marun din ni ogbon ni Sarah fi sunkun.
Joseph had a dream, and that dream was hanging for a long time.
Joseph la la kan fun opolopo odun asi gbe ala un ko.
Israel was in bondage for 430 years.
Israel wa ni inu igbeko fun irinwo odun o le ni ogbon.
David was denied the throne for a long time before he took over.
David opolopo odun la fi dun lati gori ite ko to wa
jaba. One thing happened to all of them.
Sugbo nkan sele si gbogbo won.
Their captivity was turned around.
Ayi igbeko won pada.
Their sorrow was translated into joy.
Ekun won o di ayo.
Their struggle became a breakthrough.
Ilakaka won o di alaja.
And the weeping of their night became the joy of the morning.
Ekun oru o wa di ayo lowuro.
I professor a turnaround breakthrough upon your life now. I decree that in these 70 days prayer and fasting paper, you shall have a turnaround breakthrough. You shall have it. 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 In the name of Jesus. When the day of your turning point arrives, the second thing that happens is that there will be divine intervention. A divine intervention. The involvement of Jehovah in the affairs of men turns their fears to breakthroughs.
Nigba ti Jehovah ba da si oro awon omo eniyan yo so oro won di aluyo.
Until Jehovah stepped in into Zion, they were still in captivity.
Abigbati Jehovah to wo Zion wa inu igbeku ni won wa.
Until Jehovah stepped in, Anna was still in trouble.
Abigbati Jehovah wo nu oro Anna. Anna wa nu idamu.
Until Jehovah stepped in, Lazarus was still locked up in the bowels of the earth.
Abigbati Jehovah to wole la to tu Lazarus kuro ninu iwo ile.
But whenever the Lord of hosts moves in, the mountain must jump like rams.
Nitori nigbati Oluwa awon ogun to ba wole o de awon oke won ma fo bi agbo.
Until Jehovah moved in, Joseph never became a prime minister.
Afigbati Jehovah to wole ni Joseph lo to di are orilede.
I want you to understand this very well.
Mo ba tele yoye yi.
When that time comes, there will be divine intervention.
Nigbati akoko yen ba de, idasi lati oke orun
yo sele. An intervention that Herod does not understand.
Idasi ti asise o mo npa re.
Herod does not understand.
Ti Herod o mo npa re.
Goliath does not understand.
Ti Goliath o mo npa
re. Balaam will be confused.
Yo po Balaam ninu.
A man will be lost.
Amani ko si ni mo ti o se.
When there is divine intervention.
Because
as a matter of rule, when God appears at your battlefront, the battle is over. Completely over. When he arrives at your battlefront, we had a crusade in Toronto, Canada. And there was this lady doctor who had been seeking for a job he couldn't find. Eventually, he got a job somewhere in a very highbrow hospital in America. Immediately she arrived there at the reception. The fellow at the reception said, "Are you want to work here?"
And it was in one bed. Okay, she one bed. She said, "Bisha."
Yes.
When the bed is.
So well.
When the coburu.
So well, let's see how long you stay.
Because
you'll be the only black person here.
It only my own lad. He just go on the call. My dear, allow her to do so much.
It's white.
So far, you allow her to do so.
Because the situation, I don't see you staying longer. They told her. It was a hospital where they mostly deal with cancer.
Oja ile wosan ti won ti boju to arun jejere.
And the sister fearfully she started job. She got home that night, grabbed prayer way to break
through.
Father, I'm in his place.
But today, you know,
practically everybody here is a professor of medicine. I only have a first degree from UCH
Ibadan.
You have to help me here. She opened the book and began to pray. All of a sudden,
Lojiji,
she felt as if somebody was dropping oil on her head.
Oh, wow, Lara, be any queer, any conco, Rosi, Lori,
the very cold oil on her head.
Be any queer, any conco, Roro, to
see Lori. She felt it so much, she tried to look for the oil, he tried to rub her head.
Oh, my Lara, be any queer, any conte, for what will come up, we are not
going to find anything. She didn't know that a divine transformation had taken place. Next day at the place of work, they move from one bed of the from patient to patient, from bed to bed, passing comments, writing reports. So normally the senior professor will be the one at the head of the team.
Professor Gagba Lomansaba Shiwaju Bimo Bati Sheru Shebe.
Review the patients.
As I share a 2 year untuma ba she.
This professor will ask for the opinion of all the other doctors.
O Gagba yo pele lowa wokba won.
So, what do you think about this case? What's your suggestion? You will listen to all of them. Before you now decide this is what we're going to do. So, he went round and
said,
what do you have to say? What do you have to say? The sister said, as the professor was asking questions, she felt that cold pain again. And she talked. I said, I think we should do this. We should do that. And this patient
will
be okay. The professor said, what?
That's
foolish.
I said,
stop talking rubbish.
It's
not going to work. And the professor gave his own recommendation. By the next day, the patient was dead. They went around the world another time. They were saying what they wanted to say. When they got to that sister, the sister said, let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do
that.
Professor said, well, what you say doesn't make sense.
Oh, so you mogbon wa.
Well, let's try it. They did. The patient was healed.
Ara alaisan si da.
The other patient who were listening,
awon alaisan yoku to nbo,
they began to get interested in what that small black lady is saying.
Awon abere si fiyesi ohun ti onisegun dudu yi to nso.
And so anytime they were going word round now, our word became like a law there. Whatever she said there, if you did it, there will be solution. He now got to a level now where they are not even ready to release her to go. And she got promoted. Because when there is intervention, divine intervention, situation will change. I see somebody here today. This 70 days program, you shall have divine intervention. Whether it is convenient for the enemy, the Lord shall intervene in your case. In the name of Jesus. The third thing that happens when the day of your turning point comes is that you will have unimaginable breakthrough. The psalmist says, we were like them that dream dreams. It was more than they could imagine. The children of Israel never imagined that the Red Sea would be a pathway for their deliverance, but it did. Mary and Martha never dreamt that Lazarus would come out again. But a divine turnaround brought an overwhelming joy that is beyond description. When this divine breakthrough comes, it will look like a dream. In this program, your turnaround will be seriously wonderful. In the name of Jesus. Or like the words of one of our pastors here, it will be two-danful or three-danful. It will be like you are dreaming. And people will look at you like a film show. Number four. When you... the day of your turning point comes, you will laugh. Because you won't be able to hide that joy. You begin to learn and you begin to sing. You begin to laugh and you begin to sing. Because that day has come. I profess upon your life. But in this 70 days prayer and fasting program, your turn around breakthrough, your turning point breakthrough shall manifest. In the name of Jesus. The fifth thing that will happen, that the news of your breakthrough will go around. It will go around. Those who have abandoned you, they will struggle to associate with you. Those who refuse to identify with you because of your trials and tribulation, they will broadcast your breakthrough. Just as no one can cover the glory of the sun or can resist the glory of the moon, I declare unto you these days that even your enemies shall give testimony on your behalf. Let your amen roar like thunder. Six. When the day of your turning point comes, your book of remembrance will be open. You might have been crying to God for years and years and years for one miracle or the other, and there has been no answer. But when that day comes, God will remember you. Remember the story of Joseph. By the time Joseph was in the prison, he told that person, the officer of the king who was released, when you get to the palace, please remember me.
Ngba do wa nu tu bo so fun osise oba pe jo to ba de afin oba ma se gbagbe mi o ranti mi.
The officer got to the palace and forgot you.
Ojise oba yo si de afin oba o gbagbe.
He forgot because the day of Joseph had not come.
O gbagbe nitori pe ojo Joseph o ti de ni.
When the day of Joseph came,
ngba to ojo Joseph de,
God gave two dreams to Pharaoh that Pharaoh will never forget.
Olorun mu ki Pharaoh la la meji ti o le gbagbe.
I decree today,
mo gba mo pa lase loni,
if God is to give somebody dreams to move you forward,
be Olorun ba nilo lati mu ke eniko la la ti
yo gba dream will manifest. In the name of Jesus. If God needs to give somebody a bad dream like that of Pilate, so that you can be remembered,
he
will do so today in the name of Jesus. Number 7. When the day of your turning point comes, you will be specifically summoned.
That
is, you will be sent for. When your day comes, not only will you be remembered,
they
will send for you. By the time Samuel appeared in the household of Jesse, and he revealed all the brothers,
David,
there is none of this one. Can you?
Do you have any other children?
And this David was so derided that the man did not even count him as one of the children. If David was to campaign to be the president of the country, his own father would not have voted for him.
David said
that he's one boy more, he's keeping the sheep.
So
bring him. So we will not rest until he comes. The forgotten David, but his book of remembrance was
opened.
So Samuel sent for David.
Samuel,
the Almighty God is sending for you today. Point number 8. When that day comes, everything will come to a halt. Until God has settled your case. Did you hear what I said? Everything will come to a stop. All proceeding will stop. Until he has settled your case. Samuel told Jesse,
Samuel is over Jesse,
bring that boy here. We will not sit down until he comes. And David was sent for. I have good news for somebody here today. God will apply a break so that he can attend to your case. In the name of Jesus. Remember the story of blind
Bartimaeus.
He cried. And Jesus had to suspend whatever he was doing until his case was settled. Jesus went to the man who was born blind. It was his day. And that was the day that he had his turning point breakthrough. Whatever God is doing in heaven,
he's
going to suspend it because of somebody,
and will
hack into your case. And you know, when God Almighty stands still, the whole of heaven and earth will stand still. Number 9. When your turning point day comes, you will be singled out for a miracle.
To
just single you out. Just the way David was singled out. In John chapter 5, we read about that man by the pool of
Bethesda.
The Bible said he's been there for 38 years. for Bethsaida for 38 years.
O ti wa ni eti odo yi fun odun mejidinlogoji.
The Bible says in John chapter 5 that there are plenty of maimed, paralytic, sick people there by the pool waiting for the stirring of the water.
Bibeli so pe opolopo alarun, opolopo awon aro, opolopo awon alaisan lo wa ni eti odo awon ti won duro de riru omi.
It's amazing.
O je ohun iyanu.
Jesus just went to one man.
Jesus kan lo ba okunrin kan.
Just one man.
Okunrin kan.
And he healed that single man.
Enikan ye enikan lo si wosan.
And he left the others and walked away.
O si fi gbogbo awon yoku le o lo.
Because his day has come.
Nitori pe ojo re lo de.
I prophesy upon you.
O so tele si aye
re. You shall be singled out.
O sa oyo soto.
For miracle. You shall be singled out. You shall be singled out. You shall be singled out.
O sa oyo soto.
In the name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesu.
Point number 10.
Koko ikewa.
When that day comes.
Nigba ti ojo na ba de.
You become the center of attraction.
Odi apewawo.
You become a spectacle. They will come and watch.
Odi ani ti gbogbo eniyan o fi ma se ranwo.
Because God has set his eyes upon you.
Nitori Olorun ti fi oju re si Olara.
He has done a change in your life that is now permanent.
O ti se ayipada ninu aye re ti o wa ti.
Something is about to happen in the life of somebody listening to me this morning.
O ma sele ninu aye nikan to npa mi loro yi.
That will be so radical.
Ti o le
that others will wonder what has happened to you. When that turning point day comes, you become a testimony. Your miracles will give back to other miracles. And fellow human beings will think that you are a spirit. And you become the delight of heaven. And when that day comes, the hand of your enemy will be too short to fight you. And those who want you dead, they too shall be the ones who will die.
Àwọn tó sì fẹ́ kó kú, àwọn ni yóò ṣaláìsí.
And you become a reference point.
Ó wá di ẹni tí gbogbo èèyàn ó máa fi yan bọ̀.
That's the prophetic prayer we're going to pray here this morning.
Àdúrà wòlíì ta fẹ́ gbà ń bí lówùúrọ̀ yìí nìyẹn.
And I want you to know that the Lord who has brought you here.
Mo sì fẹ́ ká ẹ mọ̀ pé Olúwa tó mú yín wá sí yìí.
Will give you that kind of breakthrough.
Yóò fún yín ní irú àlàjá náà.
24 hours ago.
Wákàtí mẹ́rìnlélógún sẹ́yìn.
Moses was still a shepherd.
Moses, daran lasan lo je.
By the back side of the desert.
Leyin kule ageju.
Nobody knew who he was that time.
Ko se ni to mo nigba yen.
All of a sudden, within 24 hours.
Lojiji laarin wakati merinlelogun.
The man has experienced almost 30 miracles.
Okunrin ti niriri bi ise iyanu ogbon.
And he had a turnaround breakthrough.
O si ti gba alaja ayipada.
Doesn't cost God anything.
Ko na Olorun ni nkankan o.
To suspend all physical laws to meet your needs.
Lati da gogo ofin eniyan duro o ba le ba eni ti re
pade. Doesn't cost God anything.
Ko na Olorun ni nkankan.
So this is why this morning's prayer should be prayed with violence and with thunder.
Idi niyan ta fi lati pa adura owuro yi pelu ipa ati ara.
Because there is a cloud of rain of massive breakthrough on the head of somebody, and that cloud is about to break out as a rain.
Nitori ikuku ojo ibuku o wa lori enikan o si ti fe bu jade gege bi ojo.
If you have trouble on your mind, drop it now.
Bi isoro kan ba nje olokan party bayi.
Thinking about a problem has never solved a problem.
Bi ronu nipa isoro ko fi gba kan yanju isoro kan tan ri.
Crying about a problem has never solved a problem.
Si sunkun nipa isoro ko yanju isoro kan tan ri.
Now you are before the God of solution.
This is o wa niwaju Olorun ojutu.
The God is an expert at giving a turnaround.
Olorun to je ojogbon ninu fifunni ni ayipada.
It is not turnaround prayer you want to start praying now.
Awon adura ayipada yen la fe bere si gba
bayi. I want you to pray with faith in your heart.
O fe ko gbadura pelu igbagbo lokan re.
Pray prophetically.
Gbadura bi woli.
Pray until you are rearranged.
Gbadura titi to fi gba atunto.
For complete testimony.
Mo ijeri pipe.
Pray with everything God has deposited in you. Pray without caring whether somebody is listening to you or not. Run to heaven in desperate prayer. There is nobody here this morning who does not need a miracle. There is nobody here who does not want a divine intervention. This is why we must pray this prayers we're going to pray.
Idini yen ta fi lati gba awon adura ta fe gba won yi.
Can you shout this loud and clear?
Ki gbe eleyi lohun rara.
The first power we need to deal with right now.
Agbara koko ta doju ko lese kese bayi.
Is what I call the power of delayed blessings.
Ni agbara ibukun ti a da duro.
That is, the enemy is holding on to your
breakthrough.
It is that power we want to break now.
And
as you begin to pray those prayers, plenty of things will begin to happen in the midst here. Some who come here one way or the other will find that whatever burden they brought here has been dissolved. Those who have been padlocked, the padlock will break.
I want you to show that God will do
that. Say, that power of delayed blessing. Can you say that loud? In the name of
Jesus.
Deal with that power now.
In the name of
Jesus. Basopola kaya boshendera bokwentera basandaya.
Baidi mokopori da zantisha. Likete yebo
sa. Open your mouth.
Don't
negotiate.
Adunadura.
This is not a day to negotiate.
Adunadura.
Basopola kaya boshendera
bokwentera.
Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Beloved,
Allah,
we are going on into this prayer session. And I saw a man standing there. And he brought a list of 41 things before you.
41
things that heaven wants to achieve in your life. But the way the man was praying, the angel has done nothing yet. Just putting the list before you. Immediately you begin to pray, the angel will begin to tick those things.
You
better pray hard. Everybody shout this loud and clear. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Let my turning point breakthrough manifest. Can I hear the sister shouting this? There is a sister who needs to shout this loud. Brothers, shout it with any anger. Everybody together. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Aha! The center. The
Caracalla. The center.
Maribo Sopola. The center.
The center. The podia.
Yes.
Very.
Yes.
Very.
Yes.
Benny.
Yes.
Benny.
Yes.
Benny.
Yes.
Benny.
Yes.
Benny.
Yes.
Benny.
Continue. Continue. Continue.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
Let my Tony Pump break to manifest. Let it manifest. Let it manifest. Let it manifest. Let it manifest. Aha. 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 In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
Let there be silence now.
Idake roro wa bayi.
I'll be silent now. Somebody right there at the back. You have been suppressed all your life. But this week, your turning point breakthrough shall manifest. Someone here too.
And the counter one.
The Lord is preparing you for a mysterious elevating appointment.
Who is that? A bigger lama di two.
And the manifestation shall be very soon.
If Pharaoh, the company.
12 persons are here.
And
something the enemy has hidden in your life.
Oh, come what that
is making you cry.
Don't get sokun.
Within the next few seconds.
Lani seju aya.
The power of God will eat you where you are. And one by one, those things shall jump out of your body.
Yes,
there's the power of God coming upon you. That's number one. That's number two.
Ekeji.
Three.
Eketa.
Four. Ekeni, five. Six. Seven.
Ekeje.
Eight.
Ekejo.
Nine. Ten.
Ekeso. Ekewa.
Let's apply.
Oishele.
Aha.
Beni.
Now, if we are afraid, don't pray this next prayer. Anything can happen. Say, domestic witchcraft.
Ajayne.
Environmental witchcraft.
Ajayadugo.
Drop my kiss.
Ajayolorobi.
Amen.
Ami,
can I hear you shouting that?
Drop my case
and die. In the name of Jesus. Deal with those powers now. Withdraw your case from their hands.
Jesus,
let your power begin to move.
Move.
Aha, aha, aha,
Benny,
aha, Everything you have eaten or swallowed,
the
enemy has been using against you. Let them be uprooted. Now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Elijah did what no man had done before. Elijah openly challenged the powers of darkness. Elijah confronted 850 prophets of darkness.
Elijah laughed
at them, and then got them thoroughly rattled and disgraced. So shall you rattle and disgrace your enemies? Had them thoroughly embarrassed. He called on the God of fire. And put all their powers to shame. Will you shout this loud and clear now? Don't say, I don't think this concerns me. Just pray it all the same. Say, magic power.
Agbara lupayida,
fetish power.
Agbara ogu,
occultic power.
Agbara okuku,
can you shout those three things loud and clear?
Agbara lupayida, agbara ogu, agbara okuku.
Shout it with holy anger. A sign against my life.
He won your dear
backfire.
In the
name of Jesus. Yes, utter a challenge. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Something is happening over there. Just continue. They must lose their home.
What about the giant they
were? Yes.
Ben,
they cannot continue.
Oh, brother, that's why you.
But Sopola Kaya
Boshem.
In Jesus, them we pray.
Little call Jesus.
I have information for some people here. The enemy has been attacking your business. And you have not been making the kind of sales you make.
But
this shall be a mysteriously wonderful week for you. For the magic power assigned against that business has been destroyed. Aha. Can you now say this with boiling anger? Every power, taking my case to the coven. Can you shout this loud and clear? Die. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. Destroy the covens. By the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Jesus, then we pray.
Lord, call Jesus.
The next prayer.
Adura tokan yi.
We're going to pray three hot times.
Emeta to gbona la ugba.
Hot times. When I say
emeta
hot times, gbona.
Oni gbona yi ko je e to gbona ni o.
Say powers.
Eyin agbara
mocking my God.
Tongo Olorun mi.
Can you shout this loud and
clear? Your
time is up. In the name of
Jesus.
That's right.
Power smoking my God.
Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray.
Leruko Jesu lagbadura.
Get yourself ready.
Edumura sile.
This is number two.
Open your
mouth and pray it again. Aha! In the name of Jesus.
Your time is up. Die in the name of Jesus.
Masopola kaya bo shentera bo kopola baraba. Manare bo sopola ba. Bakapola kaya bo shentera bo kaya ba. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the last time I put your mouth on it. Masakaya bo shentera bakaya ba.
Your time is up. Die. In the name of Jesus, power is not in my God. Your time is up. Die. In the name of Jesus, your time is up. Die. In the name of Jesus, power is not in my God.
Masakaya bo shentera bako pala ba.
Die in the name of Jesus.
Deal with those powers now.
Bogote awagbara na bayi.
Die in the name of Jesus. Sing it the way we sang it here on Wednesday. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Behold, anything too hard for me?
Is that everything?
tun yin siwaju pepe yi bayi.
And let your amen be dynamic as I pray.
Je ki ami yin ko rinle bi won ti gbadura.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
I commit these hands that are stretched forth unto your hands.
Mo fi owo ti ana siwaju won ile owo mimo yin.
Let the glory of the Lord.
E je ki ogo Oluwa
enter into these hands.
Gbogbo inu awon owo na.
Let the power for turnaround testimonies. Power for turnaround breakthroughs. Power for turning point breakthroughs. Fall upon these hands in the name of Jesus. You hands that are stretched forth, receive the anointing for promotion. Receive it. Let his hands become the hands of healing, the hands of power, the hands of fire, the hands of deliverance, in the name of Jesus. Now just lay that hand on your own head and keep it there. That's right. Just keep it there. The electric power of the Holy Ghost is flowing from the top of your head to the source of your feet. That's right. And as it's flowing through, you are receiving your power for turning point breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shall sevenfold amen. Say thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Angels are singing.